Ohio Bridge.
Okay, I'd like to bring to order this meeting of the Cotuit Fire District's Water Department on Wednesday, January 17th. It's now 6:04. Present, all three water commissioners are present. Chris is here, the superintendent, and in the audience we have Amy. So the first thing, do we have any public comment? Minutes. Jen's very good about sending these out ahead of time, so. Does anyone have any changes they want to make after reviewing them before? Recording? Amy's recording. Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Second.
Definitely. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's one of them. That was for the workshop. The next one is for, wait a minute.
Yeah, this is the workshop.
Here we are.
Special meeting.
That was the next one is for the regular minutes. It's quite, I wonder why that was so short.
Is everybody led this?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'll make a motion that we accept the regular schedule to it water for its minutes from 12:13 as presented.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, warrants. Copies of that handbook yet?
I have copies of the corrections for new laws for you guys to look at.
How many copies do we get for this, Chris?
Employee
handbook, how many copies do we have?
Right now, I haven't got any. These are just going to be pages to put in, I believe. Inserts. I have electronic versions. Did I send one to you, Tom? The handbook? Did I sent you the electronic version, did you, did I say I was kind of? Okay.
I never heard of a pig mat. What is a pig mat?
Yeah. What, that is the old engines. We put them underneath to absorb the oil that might drip down and everything.
No, I need some batteries.
Oh, you do?
Up to the right.
Yeah, this one. You've got an electronic version. You can jet me one.
Yeah, just need to keep it on the computer if you want to look at it.
Yeah.
If you're wondering about it.
I should. I should do that. I've been having trouble sleeping recently.
Oh, that's crazy.
Keep me awake.
Yeah.
So the warrants are taken care of.
Nope.
Still
one?
Oh,
still one?
Sorry.
Tata and Howard Water Management Act.
Oh yeah, that was the final bill on that.
Okay. So that's just a compliance.
We have right now. We're on our probably second or third extension on our Water Management Act, and they've been doing it for us. Applied for it, put through. They want us to do some cold water fisheries for the Santuit River. They're afraid Station 5 might be sucking the river dry.
Oh.
And we're trying to get out of doing a little bit of that if we can help it, do some mitigation work. We went through and said, listen, we've already pumped it. We don't even pump it to its full capacity right now. We pump it to 700 and it's rated for 1,200. So we are actually doing it without, you know, meaning to. There's no reason we should have to. And between stormwater, stuff that's happened in Barnstable, trying to do that for mitigation and everything, it's just trying to see how much we can pump a year, and it just keeps getting extended out. The state says, okay, we're going to give you a 5-year extension.
Okay.
Then we'll decide in another 5 years, and it just keeps going over and over. This is from probably 5 years ago. We signed a contract with them to do it. And every year or so, they send us a, hey, we're ready to do it now.
Yeah.
And then you go and say, well, what about the paperwork we gave? Well, you have to give it that again. So it's just, it's always good to keep them there, just ready for it.
Okay. Just, you mentioned Santuit River. I guess there's a commission being formed of three towns, water quality, Mashpee, Barnstable, and Sandwich, to talk about nitrogen and phosphorus loading. And I think what instigated this whole thing was the big algae blooms in the Santuit Pond and the Santuit River this summer.
After the August rainfall, after we had six inches of rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no fish left in the Santuit River anymore.
Not ones without giant sores on them, at least.
Well, yeah. I mean, you saw the article in the paper. The state said there's no trout left in the stream. They're talking about trying to bring them back.
Yeah.
But when was that article?
The newspaper article on
it? Was that recent? Because I thought the state did a survey of the river and the pond last year and said the fish are back.
Yeah, no, this was
some
this
of the bees, the like solar September. Bees have been, you know, improving the water quality up there in the pond.
No, September.
Okay.
And then
after
they
that
said
algae
they were going to try and restock it. Anyway.
When I was a kid, how many times I said there was a little worm, a little Hills Brothers can of worms.
Yeah.
Letting it go down and I'm pulling them all out.
Yeah, big heads and little tiny bodies.
Okay, we'll get off.
But yeah,
sorry about
that. But I think there's a slot open yet on that commission if somebody wants to volunteer their services.
Okay, water quality.
All right. We are doing all right now. We haven't had any bacteria hits. Everything came back clean. I did do some iron and, manganese samples and iron samples over on around Mrs. Tromba's house that we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And we took them out of fire hydrants at different locations. And we did what was suggested to me was to do a dissolved and a non-dissolved levels. And the dissolved levels were still pretty high over there. And I was pretty surprised. And I just got the results last night, actually. When I got in this morning, they were there. So I haven't really got a chance to send them out and see exactly if it's coming from there. They seem to be pretty consistent, though. So I can't. The whole idea was to say, hey, maybe it's coming from the well field. Maybe it's coming from this area. You know, maybe it's getting pushed only when something else is happening. It does. It just seems like that area seems to have. I don't know if it's not that much flow through there or what, but it seems to have a little bit of high manganese in that area, which I would assume being because it's coming out of the well field. So it makes me wonder if all around we have it. So that might be my next step, is to start randomly around town doing some testing.
Couldn't be leaching out of pipe, bad pipe.
It shouldn't, but I'm not going to say it isn't. Everything's got a cement lining in it, unless it was an unlined pipe from years ago. But those pipes are not that old. They're cast iron or ductile. And they should have, like I said, some kind of a cement lining in them. Or some of them even have a tar lining up in concrete there, lining in them. But it's tough. I can't figure it out yet, but I'm still trying. I got Pat trying to help me out a little bit from Dana and Howard. He's asked me to send him the results too, so I'm going to send him results with locations on it. See if he comes. I mean, it's the more eyes on it, the better.
Yeah.
So
it's odd. It should be if at a few houses, it should be at all the houses
right,
on that line.
Right. And it seems, you know, that why is it coming out in our house more than any place else?
Mm.
And it might be because she's the only one that has a filter in the neighborhood, really. You know, maybe she's catching all that, and that's what's, you know, making it show up a little more, that she's seeing it, it's choking things out.
That could be.
Maybe she's got some kind of I keep thinking it might have something to do with electricity. You know, that's in the house, like the bad ground, and it's to the water pipe, and it's actually actuating it somehow and making it show.
Causing it to precipitate out.
But I'd have to hire an electrician to go in and check that.
Yeah.
That might be another thing to check.
Yeah.
But she herself, they've given her a couple months, I believe. She's on basically August is coming in. She's had a feeding tube for like a year now. She's not doing well. They told her to put everything, you know, get everything in line. And every time we go over there, I almost end up in tears out of there too, you know, and everything. She's such a nice lady.
Okay.
Well, just keep working on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's all you can do.
Right.
You figure it out eventually.
Hope so.
Yeah.
Worse comes to worse. We got to put a treatment plant in.
Put some sort of treatment filter
on
that line.
I mean, I don't know if. I know Mashpee has a couple micro plants, but I don't seem to have a station throwing out a ton. You know, they are getting close, but they're intermittent. One sometimes, one not the other. So I don't know if I'm getting veins, you know, of manganese all of a sudden. Every time they clean one of these, it opens up a new vein of manganese. I don't know.
Okay. We'll help you with that. I mean, you know, we need to start thinking about our treatment.
Yeah.
Station, and that's what we're
did you ever send split samples to more than one firm to see if their results are...
Like to a different...
Yeah.
I never have. We've talked about it, though, yeah. We've talked about it before and everything. You know, maybe setting some to one to the other. I think we did that with New Main samples before.
Okay.
And it didn't really matter, but it'd be worth a try eventually.
These are all going to the county, right?
Yeah, these all go to Boston County.
Yeah.
The same price, you know, if you know about really where you go, you can go over to Environmental Group or whatever it is, over in Sandwich, probably, and they'll do the same thing.
Yeah.
Analytical's not around anymore.
We were involved in something like that a few years back where we sent two samples out and got entirely different results.
Really?
Yeah. It had to do with some fine chemicals. But,
yeah.
Anyway.
Is that it for water quality?
Yes, it is.
Okay, superintendent.
Did you get the MBTE report back?
Did I give you that last month?
No, it was due sometime between that meeting and this meeting.
I didn't see it back, but it might have come back, and it might be in the state paperwork on the computer. It might not have been printed out, but if we get something...
Did it come back during hunting season?
Did it come back when I was on vacation? When I was either hunting season or off at the hospital with my wife, or when it was really, really cold out and I was stuck next to the heater when the water was froze up in the water department?
Don't say it.
No, I'll look again. I'm pretty sure that if it came back, it was a non-detected. It might have just not even, you know, made me think about it. But I did just get some bottles to do VOCs again next month, so we'll have another one for you in another month and a half. It's supposed to be going out in the first set. It might be ready by the next meeting, if not, definitely the following.
Okay. Superintendent's report.
All right, superintendent's report. In December of 2016... we pumped 8,775,000. In December of 2017, we pumped 6,682,000 for a decrease of 2,093,000, which seems to be the norm. Million to 2 million every month right now.
Yeah,
we're pumping less, but it also shows in consumption. You know, we're down so much water from last year anyways. Last year was
a very dry year.
Yeah.
This year's a very wet year.
Yeah. So,
I know I talked to the treasurer, and they're very much aware of the shortfall.
Right. There should be, we told them back when I couldn't make the meeting and Jen was here, she had mentioned that meeting, we're going to be at least $175,000 less than the last year.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't look like it's getting too much, but we did just have all the stations today, yesterday calibrated. So I'll let you know if the master meters are off at all in the next meeting to see how they're going. But they were right on last year. So we haven't had any problems. There was nothing that they noticed. They didn't say, hey, you know, you got one that's 20% off or anything like that. So
it seems weird to me that, you know, we're in the middle of winter, nobody's irrigating, nobody's washing cars,
yeah,
and boats and stuff.
Yeah.
It was still that same volume.
It was still that same volume, yeah.
Oh,
down.
Yeah.
And
that's very good.
Well, it's a little, I don't know if it was, we had a very mild winter last year, too. Yeah, I mean, nobody's really using it, but then again, you know, if we've had, I think, probably 8 freeze-ups on houses or something to that effect where somebody calls up and say, hey, there's water squirting out here, there's water squirting out there, and, you know, I'm just frozen up. Can you help me out here? You know, there's different things going on, and that's usually unaccounted for, or wasted water there, you know, that's going. So you never know. Maybe
millions of
maybe January is going to be back up again. Yeah, there's really no way to find out till the end of the month.
People might have been taking more baths for us.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
We're not getting dirty.
Yeah.
The It should be back up. People should be leaving their water on so it doesn't freeze up right now.
Yeah, you think
right.
So.
Yeah. All right, we didn't have any new services. We did have one replacement service over on Ocean View Ave. We actually eliminated a pit with it. Just to let you guys know, tomorrow morning, tomorrow at 2 o'clock is our bid opening for the upgrades for Tater and Howard. I don't want to delay the process at all, so I was wondering if there could be some kind of motion made tonight to either have you stop by, at 2 o'clock, and if the apparent low bidder is there, if it comes in and that everybody finds everything and all the, everything works out, that we could let them know before the next meeting, maybe give Don permission to sign on it with the recommendations from Tater and Howard of them being reputable and all credit checks and everything else works out with them, you know, or, you know, make sure everything...
The standard boilerplate.
Yeah. And I just don't want to, because it's going to take a long time for this to happen, and because of the seasons that we have such a shortfall to get work done, I'd like to get it going and as quick as possible, so when summer hits, we can still throw on everything and not have any problems of a supply problem or anything, you know, a station down. It doesn't have to be.
But is it for the chemical feed?
Yeah, in the station one's cleaning, station two's cleaning, and bringing station one up to
station one's gonna be the biggest job.
Right, they're gonna have to raise the piping in there and raise the well itself. Mm. Yeah.
So do you need a motion to give Don
permission to sign? Yeah, I would say following recommendations from the engineering firm or something to that effect.
I'll make a motion to have Don Campbell sign for the bid opening contract tomorrow to improve the wells, given that the bidders meet all the specifications and requirements and receive a good recommendation from Tater and Howard.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I hope you got all that, Jen.
Just to let you know, too, I did sign that stuff for Valley Communications. That last $17,000 is going to be taken out of, it's my leftover in $500,000 given to us from USDA.
Yeah.
So that will be reimbursed after it's done. We'll get a check reimbursement back from them. Also, the bonds also coming due. The first bond payment for that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's, I got an email for that, but I'm sure Ray did also.
The treasurer knows about it.
Okay. So yeah, we're waiting on that. I haven't got it back, but we're awaiting the stuff there. Here are copies. Suggestions that are coming up to be changed on our handbook. Really nothing that has to be voted on them. I want you guys just to be aware. The pay equity is a new law that's going to be taking effect in July. Hmm. July 1 here. Right on here. That's going to have to be added to one of the sections. under the leave benefits. The two major things that are on here that he suggests, we have what in our book, we have what's called the pregnancy disability leave, and we have to rename and change it to the
parental leave.
Parental leave.
So that would mean it'd be the mother or the father?
Yes. In adoption cases, father, father, mother, mother.
Yep.
There is something on there that says if there is one, two employees working for you and one student, they can't both take it at the same time. If there's one person, you know, one child being
shared.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's going to actually make the edits to the handbook?
Yeah. When I have the stuff here, if you need to see what was where it's changed, I just had this so you could see how it reads now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to, I can send them.
Yeah, just get them to send it to us.
Yeah, yeah, out there and everything. If we have to redo it, it's in, I have it, I believe, in Word form,
okay.
So it can be put in. And fixed there, renamed. It might just be an insert section. I can call it some, just send me the inserts to be put into the books if we have to. I probably will have some more made. With I want to say I need to get his permission.
Well,
maybe we own it.
Warren?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well there has been.
We didn't pay for it, did we?
We did pay for it.
I know, so
yeah.
That's ours.
Yeah. True. I'm going to have to put down revise at a certain point here. And it might be advisable for us at one point to...
I just one section I don't understand, Chris, and I'm just probably too dense to get it. If the Kootenai Water District... agrees to provide parental leave for longer than 8 weeks, the department will not deny the employee the rights under this section unless the department clearly informs the employee in writing prior to the commencement of the parental leave and prior to any subsequent extension of that leave that taking longer than 8 weeks full of leave shall result in denial or reinstatement of the loss of rights and benefits. It's one bear of a sentence, but it sure... Maybe it's clear to you guys. I just... I think I know what it says, but I sure wouldn't stand up in court and say, this is what it says.
It's weird because it starts off that you agree to extend it.
Yeah.
And then it says, but they might not be reinstated.
It is. Or at least
that take more than 8 weeks.
Looks
I
like
can ask for clarification on
it. Yeah, looks like somebody had a word fight and stuck them on the same.
Let me see. Right now, it states I have
and you're going to give them up to 8 weeks of parental leave to not pay for purposes of giving birth replacement and everything. The rest of it, I think, reads pretty well.
Let me just give verification. I think we're basically what they're saying is that we give them prior.
Probably read it. Where are you at?
The last page. Yeah.
This one right here.
You got this, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you?
The department will not contract with any with an employee to avoid complying. I'm missing the page here.
We're working on two different documents.
What did I give you?
Yeah, here it is. So you don't have the last page?
No.
Oh.
No?
You're not.
How did I do that?
Or maybe your last page is this one. Maybe there's three shuffles.
Yeah, page three is not.
Yeah, you got them. County office.
Anyway.
Is it supposed to be something else?
I'm already confused. Just help me. So, the department will not contract with an employee to avoid complying with this section or by any other means exempt itself from this section, provided, however, that the superintendent may prohibit its employees. So, when I start to lose it after a little bit of this. The department will not contract with an employee?
This is for... the pay equity?
Yeah.
Yeah. Pay equity is basically saying this section says that we cannot ask what people make
unless it's under public record.
Right. We cannot ask if someone calls up and says, what was your buddy making beforehand? I can't just tell them. I don't believe. It's kind of.
There's like, and again, I might be wrong, but there's two different thoughts in this paragraph. Again, it's a sentence. The department will not contract with an employee to avoid complying with this section or by any other means exempt it to suffer this section. Period.
That's one idea.
Yeah. The superintendent may prohibit its employees whose job responsibilities require access to other employees' compensation information from disclosing such information prior to consenting employees who interns. That seems like two separate things to me. But
the hardest part here is...
Is this what's written in the law that you have to...
This is a law, but we also have a law that states that our... salaries of public knowledge.
Yeah.
Right. And the last sentence in that paragraph says, unless it's public knowledge.
Right.
Yeah, unless it's public
knowledge. Information.
It just seems like his first up to from this section, period, and then that the superintendent may prohibit employees. It just seems like two separate thoughts, two different. I don't know. But. If you're asking somebody for a clarification, ask them about that.
Yeah, I'll talk to them again about this, and I'll get back to you guys. What I might do is...
Who wrote this?
Warren Rutherford.
Warren came up because this is something... Warren used to be the town manager.
Yep, I know him.
Yeah. And he used to negotiate a lot of different things. And just talking to him about a couple different things. He basically wrote the whole... make sure we were up to date with all laws.
Yeah.
And that's basically what I asked him to do, is just make sure that we're still in compliance here, because I had noticed with the pregnancy stuff that it was all she, and mm-hmm. didn't talk much about anything else.
think
so.
He cleans up those two areas or just explains.
Yeah, I mean, this might be exactly out of the book as it's written. Yeah. This might be as it is out of the book, and he's just taking it from there, and that's how it's written, yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
You say don't sign something with an employee that voids the requirement of the Pay Equity Act.
Right.
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 First, I don't know why you would.
Right.
Okay. I won't sign a contract. So, because of the perspective of the employee signed a contract, then, now you can disclose their salary, which you can do anyway.
I read that entirely differently. I thought that was saying that if you wanted to hire an employee at a higher rate, make a contract with them and pay them.
Oh, you pay
under by a contract rather than paying a salary, and you could pay more. But I don't know. I
don't know how that applies.
I'll get better stuff on that and have a discussion with the next person who stops by. We'll discuss it a little more and see what we can do. Just to let everybody know again, January 23rd, we are going to be doing a. CPR certification.
I got my card.
Okay. Joey's gonna teach the class.
I should go just to have fun.
Yeah. So he said, "What version do you want?"
Where are you gonna do that, Chris?
At the top. He's gonna come over and do it right at the water pump.
Okay.
He's gonna bring everything over and
you
there's
know.
No more even. I guess it's all compressions now.
Compressions are the most.
Yeah.
You got enough room over there for the dubbings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No comment. We're talking about the handbook there, so I can get no comment.
Yeah, you doing that during the work day. Let me hang you with the keys.
Right. Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd probably join you.
All right.
Is that everything?
That would be my report, yep.
So can I ask you a question about the special appropriations here, would that can be considered part of your report or just different?
You can ask me anything you want.
In looking at the special appropriations here, we have system security 2012, pump replacement well treatment 2013,
mm-hmm.
and pump replacement and well treatment 2015. Are they all going to be completed for this district meeting? I'm thinking everything but the water systems upgrade.
I cannot guarantee that the water systems upgrade will be completed by that meeting. There might be some dollars there held back for certain things, but I can pretty much state that we're planning on getting rid of the pump replacement and well treatment because we're cleaning two wells. The security system, after the $17,000 that's there that we're spending, it's probably going to be taken out of this account, I would guess.
Well, the stuff with the expenses we have this year will be taken out of the account. We're going to ask for more money.
Correct.
They'll create a new account, won't
it? I don't think.
Just thinking ahead. Okay.
Yep.
Are we ready for old business? Old business.
Where is my agenda? There we go.
The rate survey.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in their packet see this right here?
Yep.
You should have that. That is the only thing I was looking for in this was the time schedule.
They're talking to Pat. He told me they would love to see 90 days, get away with 60.
To get a response?
No, that's just from...
Okay.
You asked how long it took to take.
Yeah, I mean, as far as...
Usually do a two-week... putting up to bid or a call. Say, we need things back within 2 weeks and go from there.
so we can put a date here where you got it.
Yeah, we're looking for when do you want this to go out by, or when do you want it back by? And we're talking, once it starts, if it takes up to 90 days to do it, how much of a do you want to put after that?
And why do we need 90? I mean, that, I know the town said they'd like to have 90, but
no,
why isn't 60 good?
60's good. I mean, we can say, hey, listen, we want done within 60 days. Give us a report.
Well, 90. Well, let's start here. If we put this thing out tomorrow, 2 weeks is February 1st.
Yeah.
For a response. We have a week to go over it to make a decision who the person's going to be. 3 months after that, the rest of February, the rest of March, April, into the first week of May, we can be completed before the district meeting.
Okay.
And we want to be completed for the district meeting, so it's there. It's going to be hard now. How are we going to put that into the district meeting for discussion then? We don't know we got it. Because the booklet has to be made up for all the talking points.
They're going to give you enough time to include the new rates and the budget for this coming year to take to the district meeting.
It's really, it can't be 90 days. It really. Because I know what you were talking about, the one person that's used to doing that stuff. There's other people we're sending it to that may be looking at, you know, 60 days not being acceptable. Going already.
Say 45 days. I mean, you could say 60. You know, you could say any day, 70 days, whatever. 70 days within 70 days or whatever. So you still get something there. Of acceptance.
I don't know when the district, when do the warrants have to be in? Is it the end of March?
Yeah. I remember it.
No goddamn time.
April, is it April meeting?
What's our goal here to have?
This here. We can raise the rates any time, but you...
I know, but we have to...
You're looking to get this done so you can say to the public, listen, this is why we're doing it.
Well,
it has
to be based on something.
Right.
And they're paying for this, and we ought to use it.
Let's take a step back. Would we try and get a rate change done this year? And incorporate that all into the public meeting, the district meeting.
We're not going to make March 1st. That's when the minimum bills go up.
So that really, I mean, you can change the rate anytime, but our goal here would be to have this done by the district meeting so we could present it then.
Present it. Well, we can have a special meeting presented to anybody, anytime.
Yeah.
When is this?
But
it's the end of May.
End of May.
But stuff has to be in place by a certain time. So you can't just be coming at, you know, at the last minute and throwing in stuff. Do you know exactly when that is, Amy? So we have to the end of April. See, our budget is one thing, and the rate, any rate change is separate from that. Okay, the rate is going to be, it's based on certain expenses, but also it's not going to cover all of our expenses. The rest is going to have to be made up by tax dollars. Even less if possible.
February, March. This kind of has to go out first, right?
You get to get it back.
Whack somebody. Then you give them February, March to get it done. You get it back to the April.
And then you get it back to the end of April. That could be a couple of weeks before the Civic Association meeting. 3 weeks before March is final.
I think we'd be lucky to get vendor in place in 3 weeks. I can't see that. I think it's going to take you a month by the time you get this out, make a selection, and give somebody the go. I think you're talking about February 15th.
Yeah. No, Barnstable wouldn't put it out there, right?
Yeah.
Nope.
Barnstable called up the company and said, I want you to do it.
I want you to do it.
But the
and the guy said, I can do it for $8,000.
Yeah.
But the Prudential Committee has said to us that they want
us to do a competitive bid.
Yeah. Perfect.
And they have specific people they want to have part of that besides.
I remember that discussion last time. Yeah. So.
Well, I just.
You have a gut feeling about, Chris, how many people would respond to this?
I only who I send it to. I have a feeling we'll have roughly six.
It's going to take us some time to go through that and figure out who's.
It's going to be a bottom figure.
Yeah.
We're pretty much asking this. We've gone through and said, hey, the reason why Barnstable said to me, he said, you know, I called the guy and gave it to him because they've done money before and I've read about him. He says, I wasn't particularly happy. But that's only because he says, I'm used to, you know, people engineering companies coming in giving you guys reports. This guy said to him, well, you didn't budget for me to come in and give a report to the things.
Yeah, presentation.
Right there.
Yeah.
I think.
Answer any questions. He said, that you're talking extra money if you want me to go for that.
Yeah.
So
they can get what they want.
Right, right.
Got what they need.
So that's why we wrote it in here that they will give a presentation.
Yeah.
To you guys at a meeting and say why it's like this.
In a public meeting.
Yeah, maybe they might have to be there and back up their findings.
No, I'm kind of thinking we don't even consider the budgetary process when we put this out to bid and we go out to a vendor.
I think
that like say, you can raise the rates anytime, as long as everybody's on board with it and they understand why we need to do it.
I still think there's a difference between the budget and the rates. We still have to come up with a budget.
Yes, we do.
Okay. The rate survey and the water cost of service study is how we're going to set the rates based on the information we have. So we still could put together a budget and submit it.
Yep.
It's just trying to figure out a way to get this information, if we can get it in time for the district meeting, to be used for next year.
Move on it. raise the rates, and the rates will raise, and have more income, and that helps us with the following year's budget.
Even though you could cut down the middle, you could say what you think might be the
I think realistically there's a lot of work for approval of the contractor this year, a lot of information that they got, and giving them 30 days to do that, I think is
not 30, but
yeah, well, I'm just saying a short period of time is unrealistic, and I don't think we'd get a quality product. I think you want to give them 60 days to do this, and if it's going to take us till February 15th,
it will not be. We will not get any kind of results from anybody till close to the end of April.
Yeah, it's just not enough time.
So I think,
Even no matter what I could put it out tomorrow and say I need results back in 2 weeks. Still, it almost has to wait till, you know, the next meeting to be. You guys have to look at it.
And we have to look at it.
Unless you designate one person to look at it, you guys can't make the okay, let's go with that person.
No.
You have to do it in the meeting. So you're looking at the next meeting, which might be the 21st.
We can also have a special meeting. We can call a special meeting to look at this for the singular purpose, just to get the thing rolling.
We agree on this. I don't have the three email addresses right now that I've been asked to get. I might have one of them. But it might not go out till the beginning of next week. Realistic. I'm trying to be realistic here. You know, tomorrow I'll spend. I don't know. I could put a hound dog on it, and they might get all the email addresses I need in an hour. Something.
We have contact information for these other people.
Yeah, some of them. It's not going to be a problem at all. Mike wrote some. Some of it's from you. Some of it's been reviewed by an engineer who said, you know, you might want to think about putting this and this in there so you don't get screwed at all. So it's all a combination of a lot that Jen and I sat down, put together with everybody else's input, basically.
Good job.
Yeah, it is a good job.
So is 2 weeks enough time to have this contractor's make a submittal for their proposals?
I think so, because most of this stuff, I think, is a standard form. You know, if I hand them this stuff, they're going to go, yeah. They might have some questions on it and everything.
Why don't we do this? In this, we'll send them out to them with their proposal, have them give us what they think, what their time would be to have it completed, knowing that we were looking for it as soon as possible. An estimated time of completion.
This rate study that Barnstable had done, what kind of time frame did they have?
What's that?
The Barnstable rate study, how much time did they let them have to finish that?
I'm not positive on that. I could find out for you,
yeah.
I'm sure. I have the report. If you want to see the report, I have their report. He gave me a copy of it.
Okay.
It's got a lot of the information together comes from
the matter of coming in and getting it from us.
Yeah.
And so that's going to take time, too.
Yeah.
Because they have other responsibilities. I want to make sure
they understand there's an urgency, but also what do they need for time.
Yeah. You got to realize that this time coming up, too. We got March billing coming up. We've got an ASR that's going to be due. In April, we're going to have a CCR that's going to have to start going on. It's not a dead season for us either, and we got projects going on.
I
understand, and it'd be nice to have this for to see exactly, you know, what if we're going for something to have a case to fight off of. But we might say, you know what, we're not going to do anything till next year anyways.
I think what I'd do, Chris.
Like the increase, I mean, if we increase rates, we might say we're going to start out in, you know, the March billing of next year, your new payments are going to, instead of being $36, they're going to be $50.
Yeah.
You know, and your new overages that you're going to be paying instead of $240, you're going to pay $275. Whatever, you know, and this is all going to happen. We want everybody to know this year you're good, next year we're hitting you.
Yeah. I'd say, Chris, that just an idea. We give them, whenever you get this out, give them 2 weeks to respond, the potential contractors. And then say that with, like, our report, 60 days after the contract's awarded, or they may suggest a longer period of time for some valid reason, something to that language. And if, you know, if they all choke and say, man, we can't get that done in 60 days, but I'd let them know up front that we'd like our report in 60 days. I think if you give them enough rope, you know, they'll string it out as long as they can, because they've got other projects.
Right.
The customer that squeaks the most get the service.
I also like to have something to give to the people in the district that voted on this a year ago.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And that, I mean, even if it's just us presenting a report and it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, get a draft report sometime in April, and we can go into May.
Yeah.
You notice now we've got a camera on the screen, so we can do the PowerPoint.
So I will, one of the things when I'm down there going over the rewrites, we can sit down and talk about this tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you want a date where it's highlighted there? Proposed for the contractor must be.
Yeah, we want to know when you want them back by. And that's 2 weeks from the date.
So 2 weeks the day you send it out.
If I want it back, 2 weeks.
So we could, as fast as we can get it out, it'll be two weeks.
2 weeks
after that.
Yeah.
I believe from the date. Okay. And the other thing that's on here that's highlighted is if you guys wanted to discuss about adding any potential other items.
They're going to. They're going to have a proposal.
If
a form for it, if they've done this before. They can cut and paste.
The items that were startup we gave that Mike came up with, A through O, and there was a suggestion from one party that there's some other potential items that we might want to have put in there. Provide comparison of district rates to comparable systems, review existing fees, and provide recommendations for changes or additions to fee structure.
This is just something we could put out with that in it, and these people could put it out as they go. You know, if they want to add these to them, fine. The five different bullets are there. If you guys want to add any of that stuff there.
Well, definitely meet with the Kootenai Water Department to review my draft report. You know, the last vote, the last, and also.
That might add time, though.
Right.
That's the case. But, I mean, if they could get something in here. They might say, well, we can get it done, and we'll meet with the draft report in 60 days.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
I think we put it out with this.
That's like other desirables, you know?
Some other potential, we might say some other desirable items would be. Maybe just rename that.
And then, you know, when we select the
they can break down the bid. This is one price from A to O, and additional cost for the other items.
Okay. So we can do it.
We have a budget, and if it stays within the budget,
yep,
we
got you.
Get as much as possible.
Okay, we'll do that.
There's one thing that I think I left it open.
I think it's getting colder in here, Chris.
And it only goes on until it hits the temperature, and then it shuts off and goes back.
One item from the previous meeting and several previous meetings has to do with the shed on the question whether it's on our property or not.
Yeah.
And Chris, what's an update on that?
The update is I got an email from John, I think the name's Creek Holbrook, who is a friend of theirs that had talked before. He has not been able to make it,
Right.
He has guaranteed me, he said that I will get a report by the end of the month. He says, I can guarantee you there's only a pram, deck, a chair and some tables in there. He says they don't even have a lawnmower. They don't have anything with gas stored in there or anything like that. He CC'd somebody else in on this email finally that wasn't the owner. So I assume it's his surveyor.
Okay.
So he said he's expecting to get him out here next week and have a report from me by the end of the month. That's the first time he said that without being, I just haven't had a chance to get down there, I'm going to do it. And it's the first time I've seen somebody else CC, because I told him, I said, I'm getting heat, so I'm just transferring the heat to you. You know, we need to get this addressed. It's been 3 months now.
Yeah, it's been more than 3 months. This started August 17th, this initial letter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think
he did say thanks for your patience, too.
Well,
I think we're talking about setting.
He doesn't know me because I don't have
move,
much.
Wasn't it?
Pardon me?
Didn't we talk about having him giving him a date to have it moved by at the last meeting?
We had said, we were going to address him and see if he could get.
Give
that is the loudest vibrating phone I've ever heard.
Give him a letter saying that he had, you know, X number of days to move it.
Right.
We know it's on our property.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I stepped that off a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, I've done the same thing.
Not even close.
No.
I mean, there might be a means to the town to, you know, post a notice on that chat saying,
yeah,
you got so many days to get this out of here, we're taking back into the shed.
I need
a shed to go put it over that septic thing right there.
Move it right there.
Cut the bottom off of it.
Cut a hole in the floor and set it down.
This is not really a big deal, but the more it gets put off, the more it becomes an annoyance.
Yeah.
And
he's had plenty of time.
And it's precedent as well.
It's just
which is unacceptable.
Yeah.
You can't put things on other people's property.
I don't have much patience.
Along those lines, Chris, we lined up a surveyor to do the back property line.
I spent a good part of an hour this afternoon trying to find the two emails that I had, and I cannot find them anywhere. I think, I don't know if I should be admitting this on tape, but this might be the computer technology aspect, but I might have made a folder and put in my survey responses, and I can't find the folder anywhere because one of them was a price from a guy over in Centerville, and I can see we get it from him for about $6,000 to it. It was $5,000-something.
That's a long line.
The other one was from BSS in Falmouth, and they sent back and said it's too big of a job for them. They don't want to mess with it. I'm still waiting on responses from Baxter and Nye, and the person who actually did the entire property, Prime Engineering, when the solar project was going on, they did a whole big edges. He's already got the paperwork halfway complete, I would think. I called him. He said, yeah, I'll put something together for you. I have to make another phone call to them and say, you know, I, I'm going to... I'm going to call one other person now and add them to the list because you guys aren't responding to me. So I will make more phone calls to them, to the same people, and say, listen, if I don't get anything from you, I got to rich off.
So they surveyed it for Borrego?
With Borrego, yeah. At the time, yeah. Prime Engineering, which is a firm off Cape, they had hired them to come in and survey the whole the whole property line, and they did. We have that, but it's within so many feet off, and it's not marked. It's just on a piece of paper.
There's no ground truth to it.
Yeah, but I think there's one that's in there. Yeah. I think there are on that property. But it's a matter of going and finding
them. Yeah.
And I'd rather pay somebody to go over there and look for them than have me get shot at walking around there looking for them. Because some of the people like me and some of them don't over there.
I'm okay with most of them. I might throw a ton of orange on it.
Yeah.
Long
there you go.
Okay. New business. So we need to put this in here just so we can get our heads into the game about the next year's budget. A lot of the things, if you go through the line item thing that we have here, we get every week, every month, besides salaries, which we'll be able to, when we come up with our recommendation on salaries, we will plug that in there. But Chris will know if the cost of maintaining the water mains and the stations and tanks and grounds and all that is going to stay the same or if it's going to increase. Operationally, advertising, postage, all that stuff in that section right there, again, is something that if there's a trend that's getting more expensive, like this year, truck repair went for three, we overspent truck repair. Electricity, was not the end of the year, so we haven't used it all up. But he'll be able to know if we need to increase. We need to increase the engineering legal services section.
The problem is that we've been using that to take out water system upgrades.
Yeah, I understand.
Right now, the engineer stuff,
yep.
That's going to transfer out. We're going to have back to a positive in there.
Yeah.
It's just the bond hadn't been sold yet.
So that's something that Chris will be doing. And putting this stuff together. The thing we have to look at and start talking about is the capital improvements. And I talked to Chris about it a week or so ago. Obviously, to finish up the security system, we have to have enough money, and it's going to be significant money for all the cameras to be set up and tied into a board. So they can be, we have a complete security system using the fiber optics and everything. And just as we had that presentation at previous meeting, you can go crazy with the type of cameras and equipment you use or not, but no matter how crazy you go or not, it's still going to be expensive. So we're going to need some assistance in getting prices on that security project. And it's something that we have to be able to convey to the people of the district that, when we first started this, the scope of the project changed dramatically. And there's a whole history to it going back to 2008, and I know most of the history on that stuff right there, so we can present it in a way that people understand it. But we have to have hard figures, even with a cushion there, because we shouldn't have to go back and ask people for more money for a project that we said would only cost $200,000, and now we're looking for maybe $400,000 or $500,000 more. It's we need to get it right this time. And the other possible thing is would be a new truck, and not just any truck, a heavy-duty truck that has all the equipment on it. Right now, the truck is about 7 years old. You'd like to get 8 to 10 years out of a truck. But with all the weight that thing carries, it's going to start costing us money in repair work every year. And the question was whether we want to put this in this year's budget or put it off a year. I'm kind of the my personal opinion is I'd like to see it go in this year's budget, and if the people say no, they say no.
What's the mechanic say about that? I mean, we take it in and have a chair listening.
Yeah, we take it in, we do all the regular stuff to it, but it's getting to the point where I could set a serpentine belt, go on it. And you can't just do it regularly. You gotta do the one that has, it's a special belt that can run the hydraulic system in the back also.
Sure.
So it runs that, you know, you gotta go get a different, that truck can't be out of service.
No.
It does. And that's the biggest problem with it, is that everything that happens with it, it's little stuff. As you can see, even here, I mean, we started out with, I got a brand new truck. The other one's a 2014, it's only 3 years old, and we're already in the minus, almost $1,000
yeah.
for truck repair because of that truck. You know, little things happening, you know, and it's the truck, it has two people driving it, it's the truck that gets used the most. They're like he was saying, you know, we throw 200 gallons of lime slurry on there, which, you know, water itself is almost 9 pounds for a gallon. If you put 200 gallons of lime slurry, that's a lot of weight. You're talking probably 13 pounds per gallon or something on there.
Yeah.
So we're shipping a lot of weight on a one ton out there around, and it's just beating it going all around and everything. It's the hottest used truck. You know, I talked to Don about this last week. The problem I have with it is I don't have a hot figure for you. Because I don't know if it's worth, I have to take some pictures of it and send it to this MHQ who built the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, Doring Truck built it, Doring Equipment. But the problem was, is I was calling the guy I bought it from, thing, Pete Doring, and he wasn't returning any of my phone calls, so I called the people, and they said, well, Pete hasn't worked here in quite a while. So I got, okay, so I told them what I needed. They gave me a guy, Dean. Dean said, send me pictures of it. It's a couple days ago, but the truck, in the last couple days, hasn't been at the shop long enough,
yeah.
or the weather, for me to take some good pictures of it, to go and see what can be replaced, what has, what doesn't, whether it's even worth trying to transfer what we have on there to a new one. Let's try to fix this body up and put it on a new chassis. So I can't say.
So just basically get a new chassis and put the
old stuff right on. Yeah, the body, and have them replace like the bumper and put the tank onto the new body, put the new hydraulic stuff on the new body. They'll basically build it with the old body on there.
Question, Chris, with the new chemical feed system and stuff, what we need in the new truck, will that be the same as we have in this truck, or will that change?
We're not. The new chemical feed system is all going to be having a company deliver.
Okay, right.
And this is
stations.
What? Yeah, they'll come down and sell it to us instead of me driving to and picking up 20 gallon, 15 gallon jugs. They're going to come over and they're going to fill a day tank every 2 weeks. Fill it up. We'll always have a full thing down there.
So that what's on that truck will go on a new truck.
Yeah, it's that body might go on a new truck, and if I can get away without spending, I think it was the $10,000 for a new body, and it only costs $5,000 to transfer and fix up the body there, I can save those $5,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look for a way to save a little bit of money here, and the guy I bought that truck from, now I got to go to somebody else. I just this morning going through everything. They don't have the bid. This, for the first year in 20 years, the MHQ does not have the bid for Ford trucks.
Really?
Yeah. It's at some other Ford dealership someplace. So now I have to call a Ford dealership and see how much it costs for a F-350 2018, you know, chassis. It's a little more than just popping up. But I used to be able to call MHQ and say, hey, how much would it be if we get this truck and done?
Yeah.
And they send me a quote within 3 days. Now I can't do that. Now I got to do a four-part quote. basically and put them all together, it looks like. I might have to call Dodge, Chevy, and see, you know, what the prices are.
So Chevy or GMC, you can call Marty's truck, Marty's GMC.
Yeah, right now Liberty Chevrolet has it, Central Dodge has it, and whatever this Ford dealership is. So I can probably, Ford's always been the middle of the road. Chevy usually costs more, Dodge usually a little cheaper. So if I get every price for the Ford, I can work it there. So just for a price to put in to ask for money.
Plus your chassis may not fit on a GMC.
Yeah.
Will it work?
Will this body work on it? Yeah. And the guy might come to me and say, you know what, there's too much rust out here, there, and everywhere, and it might not be worth it.
To get through another 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. You know, we'll get you a new body, we'll transfer everything over. You're not going to have to buy
and
a new part now. You'll have to pay for the transfer, though.
Also, they can probably give you an idea of what you can get for a trade-in, too.
Yeah. You'll be able to get anything for a trade-in. Last one, they gave me $1,000 for it or something like that. Because they won't come out and look at it.
Yeah. All right. So I just had that put on the agenda so we can start thinking about it.
Yeah, I think we should put it into the FY18.
Yeah. So there will be a shock if we build the new salaries in there.
Are we going into FY19?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, if it doesn't get funded, it doesn't.
Okay, and the other thing that I have to do is start to get together and do the office.
It's probably the same one you had. That's updated without the extra 18.5 per station for. That's what Russ gave me.
Mm-hmm.
You're still around the same price.
Yeah. And there's a contingency.
There's a contingency there, 77.
So now he got these prices, and now these are the prices and recommendations. And what's the guy's name that came over from New York?
Dustin.
Dustin. I'm sure he got these through Dustin.
Mm-hmm.
So we can consider them to be pretty accurate.
Yes. Rich, the guy who wrote this and came up with the whole thing, was here for 2 or 3 days.
Hmm.
That went around taking the pictures and everything on this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is using the existing structures.
Correct.
So you won't have to retro.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, so now we have our work cut out for us. Is there anything else anyone wants to bring up?
Just one quick thing. I was wandering around down on the watershed, off McDown Road there.
That's something. I have to wait for the snow to be gone.
I
had an email from Zach Farkas, who's the guy from Solar. And he asked if everything's all set. He says, I just need a letter. He says, are you guys stating that everybody's happy and everything's all set down there? And according to Vic, they put some trees in one of the roads, and they didn't put anything. It didn't seem like they planted anything in the second one.
Yeah, they planted the 3 trees at the beginning of the road, but going back the road, there's nothing.
I haven't been able to take a walk out there at all since I think I went out there with you, Vic.
Yeah.
I met you down there one day.
Well, we get a decent day. I'll take a walk down there because there's some other strange stuff going on.
You had mentioned that about some stuff being painted
the old fire road.
The north side?
You know where the old fire road is?
Yeah, it comes out there.
Yeah.
You said the roots, somebody went in there and painted all the roots green on the thing.
All the exposed roots on that road, then there's a new trail cut in to the right. And I thought of this the other night. It's this weird, weird green color. And I think what it is, Chris, and I haven't gone out there at night with a flashlight, I think it's fluorescent paint.
So
I think
somebody can ride at night.
Yeah.
I think they're going down that trail at night.
Really?
And that trail coming up from the cemetery direction has some spots on trees. But it's a it's a weird green color, and it looks, it just dawned on me the other night, I'll bet you that's fluorescent green, because it's, I don't even know whether you can go in a hardware store and paint this color. It's
looks like a Scotch green, you think?
And almost all the roots are painted, not all of them, but almost all.
I have one more small thing also. Our extra added efforts of putting the ad in the Cranberry Growers Association ad sold two of the engines that we had, and they both got out of there yesterday.
Good.
We sold one out of five and one out of station four. We had 200 for one and 250 for the other. And they were
good.
The other two, I've had the guys out tearing them down. I have a dumpster down at station five, the 25-yard dumpster. The guy said, if you find any mixed metal, he says, in the well field, from your people out there that want to get rid of anything, he says, the more you put in there, the less it's going to cost.
Okay.
He says, right now, it's about $230 a ton. He says, he charged me $350 to deliver the dumpster, and figures that it's already a washout with what we have. If there's anything else, you can check back and do it by us. So
we could drag some metal out of the woods down there. I know that.
There's some stuff over there that needs to be done. It'll be pulled out if anybody knows anybody that has anything they need taken out. As long as it's not anything, you know, filled with gas anything like that, fine. It can be thrown in there. As long as there's room at the end there. Amy, if you've got anything, you let me know. You need to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because the dump is charging now people to throw stuff in there usually, unless it's real small, but anything they got in there, they usually charge people now because the price went down.
Oh, the dump is charging you to throw away metal?
Some of that, if you look at the list, they charge you for certain things now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know if the water brings this up, but.
Don't be afraid.
When I first started as a commissioner, we decided that we were going to take certain roles in the Prudential Committee. I was appointed or asked to serve on the bylaws subcommittee, right?
Yeah. Someone has to contact you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Don't sweat it.
Yeah, they.
I haven't missed a bunch of meetings. Right?
No, the last couple of times they've done that, it's taken up forever to get to you. Yeah.
But.
Yeah. It might be worth a mention to the Prudential Committee.
It's their meeting.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's assigned to bylaws and who's assigned to the other one.
Yeah, they've got other stuff on the plate.
Yeah, probably more than enough. Anyway, if anybody wants to take a night walk with me,
okay.
Once the snow's gone.
Yeah. Is as far as next month's meeting, third Wednesday of the month is the 21st.
How about the 14th?
Is that the second?
That's the second.
Yeah.
Cool. It's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. A lot of new committee over in Nashville.
I know that you just had your big anniversary?
Oversight.
Is what, Valentine's Day over now?
No, it's coming up next week when we're going to New York for 2-3 nights.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be here. 21st.
Okay.
Can we meet earlier in that week?
Doesn't make it just as long as the hall's not being used.
Yeah, we have to just make sure.
19th.
The 19th.
Would be good.
Yeah. As long as you don't mind meeting on a holiday.
What's the 19th?
President's Day. Doesn't bother me.
I might not be
there
that
whole
week.
Yeah. I don't know. If it's a holiday, I might not be around. Usually, I'm off that week.
No, you're off. Okay.
So the week before.
Well, how about 16th? That's not Valentine's Day. I mean, I can meet on Valentine's Day, but
doesn't make any difference to me.
I'll bring the candy hearts.
Okay.
Yep, 15th or 16th is good.
13th or 15th?
13th or 15th?
How's that sound?
How's the 13th?
You okay for the 13th?
Good for me.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We'll find out if it's available. If it's not, we'll find out if the 15th, if the next Thursday is available.
Okay.
And we'll have one or two, and you all, everyone will be notified.
And it would be the 6th.
What's the 15th?
The 13th or the 15th.
13th or the 15th. I'm just going to check and see if there's anything on the website to see if there's anything on the phone.
Would we have an early meeting that day for
something?
No. Okay.
If we have to have something, we can. It can be part of the regular meeting. If we have to do something quicker than that, we can make other arrangements.
Okay.
15, I think, is that dancing.
Oh, the contra dancing.
The fire commissioner's meeting at 5:30 on the 13th.
Here?
That's contra Saturday night, Friday.
I'd probably, yeah.
15th is Tango. Club meets here. That's why we gave it up Thursday.
Yeah.
What did you say? Fire station is on the 13th? The 12th, the Boy Scouts are downstairs.
So the 13th is good downstairs.
The 13th is...
We can't have a meeting down there.
At 5:30 p.m., which is 7.
We'd have to have the meeting here because that's the compliant.
Are you gone that entire week?
Yeah, I'd be gone from the 20th for about 2 weeks.
Couldn't make the 14th, you said?
Well,
I mean,
I could.
We've had meetings with two people before, so.
Yeah, I just got appointed to an environmental oversight committee over in Nashville. And I went to my first meeting last week and it was done in an hour. Quick. So I could, say I'm going to be able to make that one, that'd be fine.
Okay. All right, and we'll plan on the 14th then. And with that, without any objection.
That was my mistake.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Please. Is there a second?
All right, second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The 15th didn't work because they're dancing, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Tango?
Tango.
Yeah, we used to meet Thursday nights here, and the Stan from the Prudential Committee came in and requested, asked us if we would give up Thursday nights so he could have his Tango Club meet here, and they have Tango dancing here every Thursday night.
Okay.